بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: دخل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المسجد فإذا حبل ممدود بين الساريتين، فقال: ما هذا الحبل؟ قالوا: هذا حبل لزينب، فإذا فترت تعلقت به. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: حلوه ليصلي أحدكم نشاطه، فإذا فتر فليرقد. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إذا نعس أحدكم وهو يصلي فليرقد حتى يذهب عنه النوم، فإن أحدكم إذا صلى وهو ناعس لا يدري لعله يذهب يستغفر ويسب نفسه. متفق عليه. Recited or read out two ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The reason I read both the hadith at one time is that the import of the subject matter of both the ahadith is similar. To recap, presently we are discussing the chapter which is Babul Iqtisad fi Ta'at, that is to adopt moderation in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is in aspects of deen. The mizaj and temperament of Islam is moderation. On the one hand, when a person exceeds the bounds of moderation, then certain harms occur. One is, obviously, a person becomes tired, he is not able to sustain whatever he is doing, and sometimes this results in him completely giving up the ibadah and worship, which is counterproductive. So, under the same discussion, Imam Nawawi mentions this hadith narrated by Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, on one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the masjid. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam observed that there was a rope that was hanging suspended between two pillars of the masjid. So seeing this rope, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired that what is this rope? So they said, O Nabi of Allah, this rope belongs to Zainab. In the hadith it is just mentioned Zainab. Mufassirin or the Sharihin, the commentators mentioned that the Zainab referred to here is Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anha. She is one of the Ummul Mu'mineen, that is the mothers of the believers and the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they said that this rope belongs to Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. When she becomes tired whilst making salah, then she hangs onto this rope. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed that open up the rope and remove it, and then advised that you should make salah while you are fresh and energetic. And when you become tired, you become sleepy, then lie down for a little while. The next hadith also narrated by one of the, or refers, or is mentioned by one of the Ummul Mu'mineen, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, and he said, that when you become sleepy and you are reading salah, then lie down until the effects of sleep are gone or you become re-energized. And thereafter, Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned one of the harms of continuing with your salah, even though you are dozing off and you are drowsy. He said, when one of you is making salah and he is sleepy, perhaps his intention will be to make istighfar and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, and instead he will end up cursing himself without realizing, inadvertently he will curse himself without realizing what he is doing or what he is saying. Whilst the subject matter of both these ahadith is quite simple, easy for us to understand, there are certain points which ulama ikram have extracted from this hadith which is important that we should take note of. This concept of feeling sleepy or getting drowsy whilst engaged in salah or in tilawat of Quran or whatever it may be, Islam does not require. Sleep is something that is natural and it is a haqq upon the body, and it is important that we fulfill that haqq. To have healthy sleeping habits is something of importance. We heard in the beginning of this chapter where Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala says, I expect reward from Allah ta'ala. I hope for reward from Allah ta'ala over my sleeping, like I hope for reward from Allah ta'ala over my ibadat, my salah, etc. Why? Because I sleep with the intention that I derive sufficient energy to carry out the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this, we are not required in Islam or in deen to fight the sleep to such an extent that we engage in ibadat even while we are feeling very, very sleepy. So it is important, you feel sleepy, you lie down so that you become re-energized. Sometimes people go to extremes, tying a rope, leaning on the rope, etc. This is on the one hand, and what is the warring aspect is that Zainab radiallahu ta'ala is not an ordinary person. She is one of the Ummul Mu'mineen, the wives of Rasulullah. So she would have done this thinking that there is sawab in this, that Allah ta'ala is going to reward me for this. So Rasulullah obviously he is sahib al-shariat, and he realized that this is not something for reward. So immediately he instructed that this rope should be removed. In other words, he dissuaded her from this practice. One important lesson which we realize from this, my respected brothers, is that when you see something that is wrong or that is adverse or khilaf of shariat, the highest form of bringing about change is to do it physically. Where it is possible, do it with one's hand. Where it is possible, do it physically. Change the wrong that we see. For example, some haram is there in front of us, remove it physically. This is not haram, obviously, this rope, but from this we learn that important lesson. Secondly, ulama ikram mentioned that whilst reading salah, to lean on something unnecessarily is makruh. There is karahat in this. This is something that we are advised not to do while reading salah, etc. Another important point ulama ikram mentioned from this is, for example, we see the situation that she had this rope tied in Masjid al-Nabawi. The reason for this was that the home of Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha was adjacent to the masjid, was right next to the masjid. So at times she would come and make her nafil salah in the masjid. So technically the permissibility of females making nafil salah in the masjid is established from this hadith. Coming back to the actual subject matter of the hadith, my respected brothers, obviously the sleep that is referred to in this is not where a person becomes slightly drowsy. This is not an excuse now that, you know what, I'm making tahajjud salah, I'm feeling slightly drowsy, let me stop making. No. What is meant here, Rasulullah, we find the expression, somebody is about to make istighfar, ask Allah for forgiveness, and yet he ends up cursing himself. Why? Because this is deep sleep. And the yardstick or the guiding or the guide that ulama kiram have given us as to what is meant by deep sleep, when now you must stop your salah and you must go and lie down, is when somebody is speaking to you and you can't understand what he's saying. Sometimes you become so sleepy that somebody is talking or you're listening to some bayan or the radio may be playing with some kirat or something and you can't even make out what is being said because you are so sleepy. In that type of state, sometimes you'll want to say, Ya Allah, forgive me. You say, Ya Allah, don't forgive me. Or you want to ask for Jannat, you might end up asking for Jahannam. You want to ask for Hidayat, you might end up asking for Dalalat. So in that time, and ulama ikram cautioned that this may be at a time when du'as are being accepted. Maqbool time, time of tahajjud, Allah is calling out. So at that time, you want to wake up for tahajjud, it's important. So sleep a little bit early, get a few hours rest. Then you will find you will be energized and you will be more energetic in our salah. Imam Nawawi rahimullah mentioned in this hadith, Zainab radiallahu anha is cautioned, the rope is removed. In the second hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, Nabi Salaam says, you are feeling sleepy, lie down. What important lesson is learned? That when you make your salah, you must be 100% concentrating. Your mind and your heart must be in your salah. This is why Rasulullah advised us that if you are drowsy, then lie down. This obviously does not refer to the far salah. Far salah, person sometimes, just a few minutes left, he says, you know what, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if I'm feeling tired or sleepy, I must lie down. So he lie down and miss the salah. No. Beforehand, you know when the far salah is coming, so you must be prepared for that. This does not refer to putting the far salah in danger. This refers to nawafil. My respected brothers, in other words, be energized, be energetic, prepare yourself in advance, make your nawafil in such a manner that you have 100% concentration and you are fresh. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.